Today's shir in the Dear Shir Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Chaf Beis Omid Aleph. And we are in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are at the second sif in Simen Reish Nun Gimel. We spent the last four shirim discussing some of the basic halachos of Shehiyah and Chazara. And today we will discuss more Chazara. Sif Beis begins as follows. The Mechaber says, Kira, if you have a certain type of an oven, again this is an oven that has two stove tops on the top of it where you place the pots, Shehi Gerufa Uktuma, the coals are either shoveled away or the coals are covered up. Again, we're using this in the vernacular to say it has a blech on it for our purposes. So if you have an oven that has a blech on it, the Natal HaKadera Me'olah, and you took off the pot that was on top of this blech, Afilu B'Shabbos, even though it's Shabbos, Mutul HaGzira, you are allowed to return it to the top of this blech with several caveats. Number one, kozman shiro sachas, as long as the pot is still boiling hot. So if the pot is still boiling, Mishnah Berurah will explain it doesn't have to literally be boiling, but as long as the pot is still rosachas, it's still boiling, then you can return it over here to the fire. That's condition number one. Before we go to the additional conditions that are going to be mentioned, let's understand what we're talking about. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Nun Beis explains, shehi grufa uktuma, it must be having a blech on it. Avol eino gora fakatim, if it doesn't have a blech on it, osur, then you wouldn't be allowed to return it. Afilu b'mitztamik v'ralu, even if it's going to be worse by the additional cooking. Likewise, v'chein b'tanur, if you're dealing with a very, very hot type of an oven, a one stovetop oven, afilu gora fakatim, even if it has a blech on it, it's no good. We've explained previously, this is because the heat is too much and a blech doesn't help in this situation. We're concerned about shema yechata b'gacholim. Now, the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim writes, in Kira, Shehi Grufa Uktuma, he says, Vim Huska Bekasho Begvave, if it has the flame being made from either straw or stubble, that would have the halachic status of Kigrufa Uktuma, like if it has had a blech on it. In Dibra Masku Mutul Achzir, he says, Hainu Afilu Mitztamik V'yofalo, even if it is going to be cooked and be better cooked, the longer it's on the blech, if it's fully cooked, you're allowed to return it to the blech. Dishavut number 59 brings down, Vafim eno meser es hakadera min ha'esh, elorak mate osa al tzida, even if you don't fully take it off the flame, but you just lean it a little bit off the flame, so the Chazon Ish paskins over here, sheish lahachshiv zos, kinetila sakadera v'hech zorosa. It's as if you took it off the flame and you put it back on the flame. And then all the rules of Chazara, all the conditions that we're going to learn in this sif about what allows you to return something on Shabbos to the blech, we'll have to have those conditions all met in order to be able to return it. If you did in fact take it off from the flame, so the Chazon Ish writes, Shechayiv L'Salkum B'Neish, you must immediately take it off the blech when you returned it to it if you didn't meet all of the conditions. Because the Isser of Chazara over here is Shechoshishu Shem Yavol L'Chatos, that they're concerned that you may come to adjust the flame. And therefore, Ein HaIsser Tolui B'Maiseh HaChazara, the issue is not the act of returning it to the fire, Ela Be'etzim Shia Sekeder Aloesh, but the fact that it's still on the flame, on the blech at this point in time, that's a concern. However, according to the reasoning of the Mishnah Berurah that was expressed in Sivkat Lamed Zayin, that the Isser of Chazar over here is Mishum Sheniru Kimavashal B'Shabbos, because it looks like you're cooking on Shabbos, then the discussion would be different. Ayin Shom in this footnote. Furthermore, if you left the pot accidentally on top of the kira that wasn't grufa ktuma, so then you want to take it off from that kira and bring it onto a kira that is grufa ktuma, so Shlomo Zalman paskins that yes, mistabrish ein ze nechshav kanochas hakder mechadush, this doesn't look like a brand new hanocha, and it would be permissible to take it off this fire that doesn't have a blech and put it on a fire that does have a blech. The issue footnote number 60 brings down what we've already expressed in previous shurim, that our gas ovens today, they have the halachic status of a kira and not of a tanur. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Nun Gimel says that you would be allowed to return it on Shabbos when these conditions are met. Delo tema, delo hitiru chacham elo kishanotam be'erev Shabbos, umachzir be'erev Shabbos somat l'chashecha. We're not only talking about where you had it off the fire on Erev Shabbos and you put it back on the fire on Erev Shabbos right before chashecha. Kamash v'lon demutu lito l'chachzir afilu b'Shabbos. But the chiddush over here is that even if you took it off on Shabbos and you returned it on Shabbos having met all the conditions of chazara, Afilu kama pomim, you would be allowed to do this even several times. Afilu b'Shabbos gufa, even on Shabbos itself, you could do this multiple times. Again, as long as you met all of the conditions required for Chazara to be allowed. And the first condition we've already learned, and that the Mishnah Berurah discusses further in Sivkat Nodalid, Kos Man Shiro Sachas. It has to still be hot. Now, Prat Zeh, Eino Dom L'chol Nizkor Misiv Zeh. This condition of Chazar is a little bit different than all the other conditions of Chazar that we're going to learn. The Bohem Atamu, with all the other conditions, the reasoning is, the Lohitiru Chachamim Chazara can be open Zeh. The rabbis only permitted Chazara when you met all of those conditions. But in terms of it being rosachas, it's a different reasoning. Hatamhu, the reasoning is the kivun shenistalik merisichoso, because if it is no longer hot, the hainush ein hayatsu lenispo, which is defined as not being at the temperature of yatsu lenispo, which we've said already is somewhere between 104 and 120 degrees Fahrenheit, something like that. So then, in that situation, yebo shum is shuv isur bishul. Now, if you put it back on the blech, it's not a problem of chazar, it's a problem of cooking. This is an actual isur of bishul over here, as we'll learn in Simon Shin Yud Chesiv Dalet. However, he says, ulefi masha posak ramah shom in sif tezvav ba'agah, the ramah over there says, however, differently, no'agu lo'hokil im lo'nitztanen legamrei. As long as it's not totally cooled off, one would be permitted, according to that ramah, to return it over here too. It doesn't have to be rosachas. It doesn't literally have to be above yatzo lettuce bow or boiling. Now the ramah gives another condition, hagah, va'odo biyado. The pot must still be in your hand in order for you to be allowed to return it. So we have one condition, rosachas, and now we have another condition, va'odo biyado, it has to be in your hand. Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkat Nun Hei, Rotz Lomar, the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that the Ramah means to say, shelo hisir hakadera miyado, mi'es nintilosa min akira. You haven't taken the pot, when you took it off the kira, you haven't let it leave your hands. Atshor shiachzernu, you have to be holding it the entire time until you return it back to the blech. Ulafuke, as opposed to, as opposed to the opinion that says if you put it on a bed or on a bench of some sort, if you, between taking it off the blech, you put it down on one of these objects like the bed or a safsol, and then you picked it back up and put it back on the blech, that would have the halachic status as if you put it on the ground, no different than putting it directly on the ground. And if you put it on the ground and took your hands off it, then everybody agrees that it's forbidden to put back onto the blech. The batlo hashir rishona, because you've essentially concluded the original placement on the blech that was done on Erev Shabbos and essentially disrupted that, ended that. The shuv shikshamachzir, now when you return it to the blech, uminicha agabi akira, and you put it back on the fire, heavy lo kemoshiv lechatchila agabi akira b'shabbos. This is if you put it initially on the fire on Shabbos. Lechachamim lo itiru lechazara. The rabbi is only permitted returning it to the fire, avalo lehoshiv lechatchila, but not to put it there as an initial act. Even though afshikvarin is special called tzarchel, even though there is no real bishul over here because it's fully cooked, the ein ba min hadin mishum isu bishul, and therefore there is no problem over here of cooking. Mikol makom, nevertheless, kivut shemamida b'makom shederech levashul shom tomit. Since you're putting in a place where normally cooking is done, near a kimavashul, he brings down over here from the opinion of the Ran and the Rashba that it has the appearance of mavashul lechatchila, and this is not allowed b'Shabbos. You can't do this on Shabbos. Now, the Mechaber adds, V'lo hinicha agabi karka. The Mechaber seems to say something that's a little bit out of place. He says, and you didn't put it on the ground. Well, that's what it means, doesn't it, when it says, V'odu biyado. So the Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masku, V'lo hinicha agabi karka, comes to tell us, L'fi mashi hitik ha-ramah, that which the Ramah said, V'odu biyado. So he's telling us over here, Tu lo tzrich l'michtav, shelo hinicha agabi karka. So then the words afterwards, if he said, you have to still hold it in your hand, obviously, you didn't put it down on the ground. So what's the Mechaber telling us? So the Chofetz Chaim explains, El ha-Mechaber shita acheres yeshlo. The Mechaber has a different opinion over here. He says, the davka al-gabe karka osur. The Mechaber's opinion is that you can't put it down on the ground. In that situation, when you put it on the ground, then the original shehiya on the blech is, so to say, gone. And now, if you're returning it to the blech from the ground, that's considered a new bishul. However, but he says, if you were to put it on a bench, or if you were to put it on something like a bench, that's not a problem, even though you've let go of it with your hands. And he says, look in the Beis Yosef, where this is discussed further. And he adds, if you in fact put it on the ground, even if your intention was to return it, even the Mechaber would say, if you didn't continuously hold on to it, but you placed it on the ground, then it would be forbidden to put back onto the fire if you put it on the ground. The Ramah now adds, and he says, Hagah, v'daito lahachzira. Another condition is that you have to have in mind when you take it off the blech that you're going to return it. That's an essential additional condition. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkotin Nunvav, Hatam gam kein kanal. The reasoning here is also, as we have explained, Shaideh zeh, by
having in mind that you're going to return it, lo batla adayin shehiya harishona, you've essentially established that the original shehiya done on Erev Shabbos is still good. Shehisha osa al hakira mibodyom, since you put it on the blech Erev Shabbos, kivon shehaya daito lahachzir, since you are in fact intending to return it, achalot tztanim, before it cools off, therefore it is permitted to return it. However, avolim betchilo kishen not la. However, when you took it off, you weren't in fact planning on returning it, and then you changed your mind. And then immediately before you put it down, before it cools off, you say, gee, I would like to put it back. Then, Osir, the Mechaber says, it would be forbidden in this situation, even though you didn't put it on the ground. Because by not thinking that you're going to return it, it has this appearance, the semblance over here, of that you're starting it anew, the cooking on Shabbos. But, in the bir halacha, he says, the Mishnah Berurah says that many are makel over here, not like the Mechaber, and as long as you have holding it still in your hands and you didn't place it on the ground, even if you didn't specify that or think that I'm going to return it when you took it off the blech, you would be allowed to return it because of these opinions that are makel. Likewise, if you intended to return it, even though you didn't hold on to it the entire time, it was heavy, you have to put it down, so you also can still return it according to these makel opinions. Venira, should the Esat Sorech, and under extenuating circumstances, great need, Yesh Lismo Chalzeh, one can rely upon these more lenient opinions. In the Bir Alocha, Dira Masa Vadaita Lachzira, he brings down many of these Rishonim. He says that many of these Rishonim, including the Agos, by money, the Chidush Aran in the name of the Ra'ah, the Shulti Gibor in the name of the Riaz, the Meiri, and Tosos, all say basically, even if you place it on the ground, im daito lahachzir, you are allowed to go and put it back. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says, l'fizeh efshe yesh lahakel b'milso the Rabban. In the din the Rabban over here, you can be makel, like these three shonim. The b'daito lahachzir, as long as your intention was to return it, even though you place it on the ground, you can still return it. Or, when you're still holding on your hands, even though you didn't have the das to return it originally, you still would be allowed to return it. He concludes and says, certainly in this latter case, where it's still in your hand, even though Ein daito lahasa, you didn't have specific intention to return it, mistabra devada yesh lahakel le'esat zorach, you certainly can be reliant on the more lenient opinion in this situation. Me'acha shagam ha-rambam mishmita, because the Rambam also holds like this. And likewise, hinicha agabi safso ul'chadomo v'yadat lahasa, and if you put it down on something other than the ground, and you intended to return it, so also likewise, you can rely upon the more lenient opinions. In the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down that it is hard to go against the simple understanding of the Mechaber that this is not the case, but again, under extenuating circumstances, one can rely upon these more lenient opinions. The Mechaber then continues and he says the next condition, v'davka al gabo, you're only allowed to return it on top of the fire over here, on the blech, on top of the stove, avol l'tocha also, but to put it inside the oven itself, that would not be allowed. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sivkot Nun Zayin, hainu al ove dofenosel milamala, on the top part, on the thickness of the top part, you'd be allowed to put it, or oshesom kisoy achalolo, or you covered up the opening, ve'emirakter ala kisoy, and you put the pot on top of the covering. Va'afilu im tolo hakdero l'socha avirakira, and even if you somehow suspended the pot into the space of the kira, the opening of the stove, on the top, uktsas dofenosel bolted milamala, and the walls project out somewhat on the top, kidera hakidera, like it is for this pot, shekitzor milamata, that is narrower at the bottom, uruchav milamala, and thicker, wider at the top, ganki michal agabahavi. All of these scenarios are, it's considered on top and not inside. Below mikri tocha, it's not considered inside the oven. The only time it's considered inside the oven, elikishio sheves hakidera al karkoyis hakira, only if it's actually on the ground inside of this oven. But any place else, it's considered like it's on top, and that is another condition of chazara that is required, that you're putting it back on top and not inside. Latocha would be asur, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nun Ches, the kivin shu maimid latocha kidero shemavashim batadu, since you're putting it inside the oven, which is a normal way of cooking, has again the appearance nearer kimavasho. It does look like it's mavasho, and again, the Chofetz Chaim brings this down in the name of the Rashba and the Ran. Then he adds, if there is an oven over here that doesn't really have an inside and a space in the middle, that they're like one solid object over here, and the top and the inside are the same, so then mutar lahachzir lahen, then you are allowed to put it back, the ein aleihem shem tochlus, because it doesn't really have an inside versus a top. The emyesh eish bekira, if there's fire inside, so then these halachas will have to be discussed further in Simin Shin Yud Ches Sif Tes Vav. Finally, the Mechaber adds over here, ubitan or asur, all of these conditions to allow chazara are only permissible in a kira, but in an oven, which is much hotter, it is not permitted to return. Lahachzir afilu gar v'kotim, you can't go and return it. Also lahachzir, you're not allowed to return it, even if it has a blech on it. Mishnah Berurah explains the sifkot nuntes, afilu husak b'kashu b'gvavet, this is even if you have straw or stubble, l'chanal, as we've already explained previously, which is less bad, so to say, than the olive residue or the actual wood. So even over here, when you have garu for kotum and it's straw, it's still no good. You cannot do chazara for a tanner. And similarly, v'hu din l'kopach, the same din applies to a kupach over here, which we said was in between a tanner and a kira. It's not as hot as a tanner, but it's hotter than a kira. So the kupach has the same din over here, imisiku begepis v'yetzim. So it's like a tanner that you're not allowed to go and do chazara on it, but here it only is like a tanner if it was fired up with the olive residue and wood. Mishnah Berurah explains the sifkot and samach. Dahalo lo hutra chazara lekuli ama el begrufa. You must have grufa. You must have a blech over here. Ubetaner vekupach shehevlam rav lo mahani grufa. It doesn't help that you have a blech over here. By the taner, no matter what it's heated up with, and by the kupach, if it's heated up with gefes and etzim, then it can't be grufa and tuma. The Ramah adds over here. Hagot v'davko shatav shil mavushal kol tzorcho. This applies, and the Mishnah Berurah explains in sifkot and samach aleph. Koya Resha, this statement that the Ramah is making over here, Vidavka Shatav Shemahushal Kol Tzorcho, is only going on the Resha over here. What it is, Koya Resha, the Omar, Afilu B'Shabbos Mutur Lach Zira Agabi Kira Shakderi Rosachas, that on Shabbos you're allowed to return it on top of a Kedera if the pot is still boiling. And he says, Ulezeh Be'er, and in this regard, Vidavka Shemahushal Kol Tzorcho, this is only if it was fully cooked. Avol Lo Nispashal Kol Tzorcho, if it hasn't been fully cooked, Shayach Achrov Obishal, and if it could be further still cooked, so then you have the concerns of additional bishul. We'll have to wait till we get there to see what these additional facts are. So again, the Ramah says that we're talking here about only if it's been fully cooked, then you can do chazara. For us, mutar lachziro afilu kira acheres, and you can even return it to a different oven, which we'll see can even be a hotter oven, albeit it's still a kira. As long as it was fully cooked and it's on one blech on one oven, you can even put it on another oven that's even hotter. But if it hasn't been fully cooked, also afilu liosa kira, then you wouldn't be allowed to return it even to the same kira as is brought down by the Rambam. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Samach Beis explains, afilu mehevla meruva mirishoni, even if the second kira is hotter than the first kira, because mokum lo hevi rak bechlal chazara v'shari, this is still considered within the acceptable parameters of chazara, and it is permitted. However, abul ha'isa b'tchila t'muna b'davra, as opposed to if it was insulated, if it's a din of hatmana, she'enu mosif hevel, even if it wasn't something that doesn't increase the heat, u'b'shabes b'ala shiva l'kira, and from this insulated area, you want to return it to the fire, ole hefuch mikira l'hatmana, or you want to take it from the blech and put it into insulation, that would be osur. The zeh pu'ulu chadosha, that's considered a new action over here, v'ein tomne mishach hashecha, and you're not allowed to do insulation once it's dark, afilu b'dav sheinu mosif hevel, even if it's something that doesn't increase the heat, as we will learn, when we learn the dinim of hatmana, the rekamen b'simen reish nun zayin. That concludes today's shir.